stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we come off, RJ, answering some of those automotive-related emails last segment, everyone, a programming note that next week, Mary and I, we're going to be answering travel emails. So if you have something you want to know about, send us your questions using the Contact Us tab at rmworldtravel.com. Now it's time for the Destination Spotlight, as Green Bay will be our focus. And this segment of the show is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
And whether you prefer the hard side or maybe you like soft side luggage, well, this weekend you can save up to 25% site-wide, as Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you, and they're even offering you a 100-day, no-questions-asked full refund if you're not satisfied.
Equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories, just like they've been doing for us for over 20 years now, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip. It's quality luggage. Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence. It's affordable. It will last you. As a show fan, you'll save 25% site-wide this weekend at TravelPro.com, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, let's head to the 30th state in our nation, and the city known as Titletown via the Patriot Mobile Show hotline is waiting for us, is the CEO of Discover Green Bay, Brad Toll.
Brad, nice to have you back aboard America's number one travel radio show today.
Hello, it's great to be back.
Well, nice to have you here with us. Glad you are doing well. Listen, it was during our October 7th, 2017 live broadcast that you last joined us. That was Destination Spotlight number 12. Today it's Destination Spotlight number 127, as we felt it was time to check in with you. So, you know, whether folks are listening around the country, whether they're football fans or not, certainly the Packers are synonymous with Green Bay. It's a real unifier in your city. We appreciate that the Packers are the only NFL team not owned by an individual or a private owner. Ownership group. Instead, the community owns the team through a publicly owned nonprofit corporation. I think I've seen numbers like 550,000 stakeholders are close to that. So how important is that to Green Bay, and what do you think it says about the community?
Well, it's a huge part of our economy, actually, and huge draw when it comes to tourism. You know, we love having the people come in. Of course, it only seats 80,000. So all 500,000 some owners of the team can't fit in the stadium at once. But it really is a tremendous draw, and it really is a huge economic driver. They have over 1,000 events typically every year at Lambeau Field. So from weddings to conferences and meetings, and they play football there too on occasion.
Once in a while in a big football city. Well, of course it is a big city for football, but I think the city is more than the Packers, although the Packers may be the reason for my next question. You do have a revitalized downtown area there. Strong entertainment scene, strong art scene, all kinds of restaurants, plus of course you have a vibrant college scene. So talk a little bit about the revitalized downtown.
Yeah, it's changed so much over the last 10 years, and really since 2017 as well. From beautiful walking trails along the Fox River, we've worked on some of the Bay Area and making it more accessible for people from sailing clubs, kayaking. So there's actually a lot of outdoor activity, which is surprising for people. But as you mentioned, the restaurants continue to pop up downtown. We've got the museum right on the river, Light Park. There's so much when it comes to live music. We have one of the Levitt Amp series, which brings in all types of very unique music and musicians from throughout the country. Meyer Theater downtown is a renovated Fox Theater. That also continues to thrive and bring in a wide variety of entertainment. So we are very fortunate.
Well,
a lot going on there for sure.
So, you know, as I'm listening to, you know, a few weeks ago, we checked in on Mackinac Island in nearby Michigan, and their tourism CEO, he mentioned, you know, how they're now selling the area as being cool. And what I mean really is being in terms of the lower summer temperature. So like that location, you're also on Lake Michigan, you know, I'd enjoy hearing, you know, what do you most enjoy about summer in your city, Brad, and the Fox River that flows right there through Green Bay?
Yeah, absolutely. Our temperatures during the summer are, we like to say they're like San Diego. Typical 80s is quite often the case, in lower humidity than a lot of places in the country. So we do see a lot of visitors come from the south during the summertime, just because it is kind of a breath of fresh air, if you will. Mm. We're right on the lake, so of course, sport fishing and things, there's plenty of opportunity to get out on the lake. And enjoy it. We're actually a part of the world's largest freshwater estuary, the Bay of Green Bay. So we love the water. It's a huge part of who we are.
Brad, you also have the only Catholic shrine in America, just about 15 miles away or so from Green Bay, the National Shrine of Our Lady of Champions. I'm curious, we're told several hundred thousand people make the trip there. Religious pilgrimages are a thing in tourism. Do you feel the numbers in the area?
We absolutely do, and I think someday, those numbers might actually be larger than the Packers. The shrine itself is a Marian apparition site,
right?
And that is the only one in the United States. There's only one other one in North America, and we have tour groups that are coming over from the Philippines, which is 80 to 90% Catholic. So people from around the world are aware of it and make that pilgrimage. We have thousands of people that come in.
Well, one more thing to come to the Green Bay area. So I want to give folks the website right now. Greenbay.com is where you need to go. Greenbay.com, very easy. You can find out all your information and plan your travels. Brad, very nice reconnecting with you for this check-in today, and we hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much for touching base.
Take care, Brad. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, well, there goes Brad, and also the NFL draft there is coming there next April.
Next April, 24th to the 26th.
So there's something else to go to Green Bay for, so we covered a lot there. All right, well, Green Bay, Wisconsin is a terrific town to go experience, folks. That is where we're going to end Hour 1 on this July 13th broadcast. In about 7 minutes, we're going to kick off Hour 2 after this top-of-the-hour break with the National Communal Forum. Thanks for being part of today's show, everyone, and don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.